Blog Talk Radio.
I should turn to somebody and say, I wish I could tell you about those little narrow paths I had to walk. Some of them I had to walk all by myself. Many times I couldn't even see Jesus. I couldn't hear him, but every once in a while he'd give me a little hint that he was there. The songwriter said, my soul looked back in wonder. Hey, how I got over. One of the great things I've enjoyed about ministry was traveling around the country, and not just ministering in churches, but one of the things we did that seemed to be the most tender thing was ministering in nursing homes. And the team and I were down in Memphis, Tennessee. I'll never forget going into this nursing home. And anywhere from a maximum security prison to a nursing home. One day you may be in a maximum security prison, man walking the catwalks with, seemed like MK something, ready to blow somebody away. And then the next day you're sitting in a nursing home. Most of them are in wheelchairs and they look sort of expressionless. And the strange thing about it is that you feel the anointing in the nursing home just like you feel in the prison, just like you feel in church. He tailors that anointing for that need. But we've had some funny experiences. We went into this one nursing home in Memphis, and as we entered the door, I could hear this voice, me and the team that were with me, we could hear this voice. This woman, you could tell she didn't have no teeth, she was saying, if I told you once, I told you a thousand times. I ain't got no business being in the house with crazy folks. Ain't nothing wrong with me. She's fussing at her family. She didn't want them to put him in the nursing home. And we all burst out laughing. We couldn't hold it. She said, that's all right. Let them laugh. They don't feed me. We sang our song and we did a little concert. I preached a little bit when we got through. This same lady, they rolled her in there about halfway through the concert. Never had a smile or something. And they said, they had told me earlier that there's a lady named Mother Brown. This woman can sing. She came out. She used to sing in the choir for years and years and years. She's been in here for several years now, but she sings for us every once in a while. We're going to see if we can get her to sing today. So they went over and said, Mother Brown, you going to sing for us? She just said, it's kind of like she was hard of hearing. Mother Brown, will you sing for us? We got a group of young folk here. They'll bless you. They want you to bless them with your song. So they got real down close to her ear and put their mouth up to her and they said, Mother Brown, can you hear us? Will you sing something? She went, well, I just ain't going to sing anything. So what you mean, Mother Brown? She said, I want to sing something that'll scratch you. She meant, I'm going to sing something that you can feel. Some folks sing, but I like to sing something that'll scratch you. Something that'll get under your skin and get way down in your soul and touch you at the core of your being. And I wonder what she was going to sing, and she went like this. Bow my head for lasting portion. She didn't say portion. More than breathe or life. To me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Then she said, close to thee. Then she went, wow, close to thee. Come on, sing it with everybody. Close to thee. Close to thee. All along. All along. My pilgrim. Savior, let me walk. there's any preacher I know that loves the old songs and loves the old saints, and he's a little bit younger than me, but there's an old man inside of him. It is this preacher, Marvin Winans. Come and help me sing one of those verses, Pastor Marvin.
Not for ease or worldly pleasure,
nor for fame,
nor for pain.
My prayer
shall be,
yes, sir.
Gladly will.
Oh,
I toil and suffer.
Come on with that. On the left.
Oh, no. Let me walk. Oh, let me walk close.
Yes, sir.
To thee.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I want to be close to thee. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
The undefeated name
the best name of all, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Holy Spirit has already been. We've been on that back line, man. We've been on that back line.
Lord,
before we came on the front line, you can see it just spilled over, you know. But we came over to tell you this here, that God is an on-time God. Oh, help me hold
yes,
it. Come on now.
On-time God. You know, somebody.
Thank you.
God is an on-time God.
Ain't not wrong when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
And
thank you.
Children of Israel trapped by the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, the Pharaoh on his back. But out of nowhere, God kept them to the highway just like that. But let me tell you, old time, God.
Old time.
Yes, he is. Woo, Jesus, my Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Come on, Ray. Teach that, Ray. And we'll be doing this all day.
Praise
the Lord. On this all day. Because that's what the record says. We learned the other day that they do worship him. She worships him in spirit and truth.
In spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Last time I learned I ain't the wisest, I ain't the dumbest, but I found out one thing in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That the book is real. And the Bible says every man is a lie. If you don't praise him, the rock will rise.
Yes, sir.
Many times people want to be so educated, you know, poetry is smart. But I love my, I adapted a couple of scriptures, brother Darrell, if you can hear me. Sisters and brothers, if y'all can hear me. I adopted a few scriptures, and one of the ones, if you've been walking this earth long enough with the Lord, that you're going to know you're going to fall and bump your head. Help your Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when falling, bumping your head, it doesn't mean that you can't get up. But I've learned, my sisters and brothers, traveling this journey, the man that I can tell you, I've just been here a short while in my life, I can tell you in this world that you got to endure some things. You have to endure heartaches. You have to endure some pain. I can't speak for everybody, my brother, Reverend Henry, sisters and brothers. I can't speak for everybody. I don't speak for myself with this one here. But you show the fruit of your labors. You know what I'm talking about? When you're out there doing God's work, you're showing the fruit of the labor. What are you doing with the harvest God gave you?
All right.
Because he gave us all the harvest. He didn't. Watch this. We are all ambassadors of Christ. If you go back and look at the word a little bit with me, the word says that means you are representing. So if you represent Christ, you need to start reading. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Somewhere down the line, you need to be prepared. You know what I'm talking about? To be able to speak for God's people, my sisters and brothers. You just can't give God like you've been giving everybody else. You know how we are. I got this here. But I'm going to tell you something, man. In this old world, Brother Randy, sisters and brothers, that you're going to have to get in the Word and study. The Bible says, study thyself approved. A workman should not be ashamed, but rightly by the Word and truth. And I've learned in doing this here, you might have to read that thing 3 or 4 times, my brother. Yes, sir. You might have to go back over. I done read it 3 or 4 times. And with that 4th time, he gave me another revelation. Remember him?
Thank you, Lord.
He gave me a whole nother thought then, Brother Dan. I looked at him and said, man, I've been reading this thing for years. And look what he put out of that thing. Let me tell you something. The word is good. It'll keep you.
Amen.
Yes.
It encourages us. I'm just so glad. I might have this word today. I can't speak for everybody. I'm gonna speak for him. You know what I'm talking about? That's
thank
what
you.
Somebody knows about. But God put a something in my heart a long time ago to follow him. In season,
yes,
out of season. This
right.
morning, I wake up and don't know what way to go with some of the things I have in my heart. But I find out one thing, Brother Mike, I had to keep pushing, man. You know, something. I wish
mm-hmm.
I could take a break like some people do. You know, I wish I could take a vacation or something like some people do. You know, John, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to answer for what you know. You're going to have to make
right.
them commitments you told you're going to give God. You're going to have to answer that one day. Hey,
mm-hmm.
he gonna say, "What did you say the day?" Well, no, I didn't go. I didn't go. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. We all gonna have to answer for what we know. You know what I'm talking about? Don't put God
right.
up on no. We're so emotional with it. We serve him in heights. We serve him not in the valleys. It has to be a height. You remember the writer John? You remember that song writer Reverend Henry and Brother Mike? Y'all remember that song writer when he said. Lower the valley, you know, talking about the one of the blood was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That song, the paid
yes,
away.
Sir.
Is it reaching
mm-hmm.
to the highest mountain in the lowest valley?
Yeah.
That's the kind of blood we have to hold on
low to the lowest
to every
yeah.
minute in our life. You're gonna have some low spots, so that's why he went to hell. Help me, Holy Spirit. So no man,
thank you, Lord,
said he didn't have an opportunity to come in. That's what the ministry is about. Now, I'm going
mm-hmm.
to run when I say this. They say, well, you said we're going to be in John. You know, you said we're going to read John and we're going to keep on going in John. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to put something right here. I'm over here in Romans. And I'm going to leave you guys alone.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
For the believers. Romans chapter 13.
Romans 13.
Romans 13. I like you, Brother Mike. I like you, boy. I'm telling you, I like that. Romans chapter 13. If you can't hear me, Romans chapter 13. If you can't do nothing else, Romans chapter 13. And let me give you something. If you got something on the table you want to present, hey, man, just get it, have your way. This is what this ministry is about. We're about kingdom building. We're about helping one another. Ain't no I over here, no little you. We are all the same. But since we're here, I'm just going to bring this to the fold and we can get out of here. And anybody want to come in, you can come in and enlighten yourself on the scriptures or if you have
hey,
something that you want to present it.
Anybody got something on their heart? I got Romans 13. How about that?
Okay, then. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Right,
yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this is just us be talking, you know. I'm going to tell you this here. I didn't have this on my heart, but God said, read it. Look what he said. Let every soul
there you go.
Be subjective unto a high power, Reverend Henry. But there is
that's
no
it.
Power but of God. The power
thank you,
that
Lord.
We are ordained of God. So let's
that's
rest
it.
There for me. Let's rest there
that's
for me. I don't know what it is. Let's rest a little bit.
Speak
he said,
Lord.
Let every
speak
soul
Lord.
Be subjected unto the high power. No one
speak
is
Lord.
Forced to do nothing. No one is forced to do nothing. But what we are,
mm-hmm.
we are, if you're a child of God, you ought to be subjective unto the high power. Who is this high power?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? He said, resist the ordinance. Look, let me back up and let you look at it. For there is no power but of God. Can I read that again? For there is no
that's
power
it.
But of God. Yeah, I know they got
that's
some
it.
Devil out
that's
there.
It.
We give them devil too much credit on a lot of things. You know, because that's because of our study. You know what I'm talking about? Because we think everything the devil has done it. But God allowed things to happen and strengthen us, my brother.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
He allowed us. He allowed things there to strengthen us. I don't know about you. If you're walking with the king, you're going to have to understand who you're going to serve. You got to listen to the voice of the Lord. And you got to hear him. You got to get that intimate relationship with him. You can't serve God any kind of way, man. Whoever told you they lied to you. You can't just, oh, I need to do this. Nuh-uh. Because he is too majestic. How can I say it like that? He is too omnipresent. What I mean by that, he's always, he's in your little mind right now, what you're thinking about right now.
That's right.
He's right
That's
there.
Right.
And he wants us to know that, yeah, I know the world knowing what it's doing. They're running about this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying every day. People are being, what they say, Brother Rand, they've been tested positive every day. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't catch God off surprise. I know I'm right about it.
Yeah.
It didn't catch God. He governed us today. He wants us to do today. Now, I don't know, man. Maybe you had a pretty good Thanksgiving. You fed yourself. You feel thankful for the believers. We find out we thankful every day. We don't put one day. Christmas is not a one-day celebration for us. We celebrate Jesus every day. We thank him for the death, burial, resurrection. But do you know the power?
That's it.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever reached to the power? What power I'm talking about? He said, this power don't come from earth. You can't, nigga, you go all, it's all right to get the knowledge, Reverend Henry. But what else we need?
Yeah.
The school can teach you knowledge, but it can't teach you the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Brother Mike, it has to come by the Holy Spirit of God. So what do you get this? Some people say it's only signs to know you have the Holy Ghost. But let me give you something about these signs. I know we have spiritual levels, right? I know that God can't give anybody to walk in without the muscle that some of us think we have. We got all the sins. But let me tell you something. God give in parts. We have to teach it. If I could just bag up, can you put your finger there, Brother Mike? Can you put your finger right there, Brother Mike?
Yeah, I'm there.
If you can't put your finger there, let's go to Matthew 10. I got me a favorite scripture there. This is one of my favorite scriptures, man. Matthew 10. And I think it's 20. Is it 25 real? I think it's around about 25 right there.
Okay.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking at this here, I was thinking about how God is really blessing us to have access to him. You don't have to worry about it, Brother Mike. You don't have to worry about it's 11 to 25. You don't have to worry about no one else. You have to read it for yourself. Look what he said. In the time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father of heaven. And
praise the Lord. Yeah.
That's what he said. This one got that power now. He said, because thou hast hide these things from the wise and the pure and has revealed them unto babes. So when we quit to talk about they ain't never babies, when we quit to say, oh, they ain't never babies, you better watch it now. you better watch it now. He said, I hide it. I'm in the book, right? Did your book read different? Your book read different. They say you hide the one from the wise and the Puritan.
And when you look at the Puritan, come on.
There you go. When you look at the wise, he said, a wise man takes counseling. And when he take counsel, it makes him wiser. But a fool, help me, Holy Spirit, when he takes the counsel, what he don't hear it because he think he got it all. So what he is a fool because he won't take that counsel. But a wise person, I don't care how smart you are, you will take help. You'll take somebody to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take somebody showing you the way. Don't think yourself so smart that you smarter than God. I'm still in the book, y'all.
Because
he says he hides from the wise and the Puritan. Puritan, man, if you look up the word Puritan, Puritan means that a person take a situation, right, and he examine it before he or she moves. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For they take it move and do anything. They consider the thing. They say, well, in my considering is taken to the God. Don't take it to Dr. Sue and so-and-so. So take all your prayers to God, and he would answer. You know why I know about it? Because I know he done it for me. I'm a living witness that many times we said that, well, there ain't no babes. There ain't no babes. But I just read the book right there. What he said? He reveals them unto me. That's what he said, brother. That's what he said, man. He said, even so for the so he is think good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither know any man the Father, save the Son. And he that whosoever the Son will reveal him. That's what I'm talking about. We can't put nobody, we can't put God in the Father, brother Mike. We can't do this here. And that didn't work for you. I'm still in verse 1, y'all, over here in Romans. I'm still in, if that didn't work, come on with me for a minute to Isaiah. That might didn't work for some of the smaller people. I want us to know we need to quit putting God in the box. I need you to understand this here real good, because God can reveal it. He just said it to who? Remember, to anybody he wished to be revealed it to.
Where we at in Isaiah?
It's 5 and 8. It's because we're going down this street, Brother Randy. Since
man,
we're going down this street,
I'm right here.
Since we're down this street, because I want to, because I'm still in verse 1. If I go back, hold your finger right there, because I know you're following me. Hold your finger right there at 55 right there. I'm going to read this one verse again. Let every soul be subjected to a high power, for there's no power but of God. Can I say that again? Not Eric, not Reverend Henry, not Brother Mike, not whoever, Dr. Bishop, and all, the power is of God.
That's
the power that we, that he said, that look at the power that we are ordained of God. Now I'm going to keep reading. I went back to Romans 13:1, but let me read this again, so I can make sure I'm not messing up. You there? You there over there? 55 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "For my thoughts,
I'm not
thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways," said the Lord. "For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are your thoughts." Now, I want to kind of give you them two scriptures right there at 55, because I want you to know we got to be humble, my brothers and sisters. We have to be so humble. I don't care how much knowledge we think we have, how much we're rolling with the word, but we have to be so humble. You know, don't put God in a box. Because I go back again, he said, "My Father, you don't know me." That's what he told me in verse 27, Matthew 11. "You don't know me." He said, "You don't know me so much." He said, "I, whosoever the Son will reveal, he will do it to." He can reveal it to a fool come to you. He can reveal it to the least person. Because one scripture told us, Brother Mike, he said, "Be aware of angels." Because you might be what? Be aware of strangers. Because you might be
entertaining. Absolutely.
You might be entertaining one. So don't be shying everybody out there. There might be one God sending to you to try to speak to you, to help you. You'd be surprised who God might use. But I love the word. I'm back in Romans over here, y'all. I love the word because the word is real. He said, "You still the best one?" Yes, because we need to know we are subjective unto God. Don't be subjective of no man. Be subjective unto God. If he's been used by God, then that it is what it is. You follow the Spirit of God, not the man, but the Spirit of God. And you have to be subjected under something. Don't be subjective of that devil. Don't let that devil say, I told him on the back line, we were just me, Mike, and Reb on the back line. I told him, I keep telling him about that repent. You know, when God wants to repent. But some people think repentance is 360. I might as well not let God gave me this to add in. You'll be going around so many times with that 360, you think you're right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't God that turned you over to a brother, my brothers and sisters. He will turn you over to a reprobated mind. Then you'll feel like you think you're doing it right. But I'm telling you, when you really truly repent, you'll stop at that,
right there
that halfway point.
First chapter.
That halfway point. That 180, and you ask God to help you where you're weak in, help you where you're falling short in. And I love God so much. Did you know you better be careful when you ask God to do something for you? Well, help
that's
me
right.
But the reason why I say that, because some of us don't know, we don't want to let go the things we call life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What is life to you? what are you subject about? What have you found that you wake up in the morning, you have to do? You know, talking about you have to go doing something. But one thing I've learned in life, this ain't a cliche here. Don't you know God woke you up this morning?
That's right.
I left a pause there for a minute. Don't you know God is really working it out in you right now? Don't you know God wants you to
That's
be
right.
fruit? God saved us, Brother Reverend Henry. God saved us so we can help others. Now, watch this here for some of you scholars. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying God needs us. I say God saved us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So we can save. Because he told us. He told Simon, Brother Darren. He said, Simon.
Yeah.
He said, the devil is after to sift you like me. Brother Darren, I pray for thee.
Yeah.
That your faith not fall. That's what he said. That your faith don't leave, Brother Mike, Brother Dad. That your faith don't leave. He said, but when you've been converted, I'm in the book now. When you've been converted, he said, you're going to strengthen the brother.
Strengthen your brother.
Yeah. So I've learned, Brother, your testimony that you have. Hey, he didn't give it to you to keep it, he gave it for you to help one another. He gave you to be able to go to somebody and say, I used to be. Here, can you consider God, man? Man, these things that you're doing right now, it can block you from heaven. You say you love God. Someone loves somebody. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Now, I'm serious. I need some help. I'm still at verse 1, y'all, because I need you to understand what I'm saying. I'm still at verse 1. He tell me this. If you love somebody, if you really love them, will you literally try to hurt them?
No.
Okay, okay.
No, sir.
If you love somebody, you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them crying, do you? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
That's how we are towards God. When they see us, even the angels look at us and see how crazy we are. I'm talking about God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, you told me all I got to do is believe. I never tell you not to believe. But when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't remain the same. You hear the word of God through the Holy Spirit to you. And what it does, it calls you to be subjective unto him. It calls you to listen to him and say, I want to change. Even when I want to cuss somebody out, even if I want to miss, throw them the thumbs and the phone, where how they do it, even if I want to get the best high side in, joke in, I need to consider God when I do this. Is I'm helping that person. Sometimes I'm gonna tell you something now. I'm gonna be gone when I do this. Do you know? Sometimes we could be a hindrance to people.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
We're enough to. So, and this don't sound stupid too. We could be enough to stop people want to serve God. Oh, you come to God because some of the things we did before them become some of the things we say before them. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know about you, man. Once you get serious with the Lord, man, you got to watch how you talk. You got to watch how you are.
That's right.
This is conversation.
That's right.
Not if I can pronounce a word right, and converse. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And converse ain't always talking about words. It's talking about how you live before the people. Man, we are peculiar people. That is correct. There should be a difference about you, sisters and brothers. There should be a difference by every believer that say they love God. It should be, and then you in some situation, it should vex your soul when you hear someone don't know the way of God. It should be a way to, brother, let me help you right here. I'm almost through, y'all. He said he's going to stay at one scripture. Now I'm going to read a few more just because we're on the phone. And I'm going to tell you something. God wants us to hear why he reveals things to his believers. He don't want us, Brother Mike, to hold on to the testimonies you got, brother. He don't want you to hold on to the word, brother Darren. You got a testimony. You got somebody else can't see. You got conviction in your testimony than anybody because you walk that testimony, my brother. Man, you got a testimony. You got to tell it. You have to tell what God has done for you. Not talking about no how, not talking about no race group, not talking about. You know,
I've been
saved. Oh, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. And I'm gonna tell you something. Nobody don't like this word. And I'm filled with His precious Holy Ghost. Oh, I know right about
there
it.
You
how
go.
You know?
There you
because
go.
Because what it do? It calls me to wake up and say, Lord, I'm not worthy to be here today, but thank you for another day. Not thank God just today, because God allowed us to tarry for a minute. Yeah, whoever thought November 30th, 2020, we'd be on the phone right now talking about God. Yep, me over
mm-hmm.
here. Did you see this in the forecast? Because, you know, y'all might be busy.
Come on.
Every soul be subjected up to a high power.
Yes, sir.
But there is no
yes,
power but of God. Please stay with me right there.
Yes,
don't be lifting no hand up higher than God. Don't lift nobody higher than God. I don't care how good they sound. I was telling them brother, there, we didn't got so dignified. You know, you see how the people singing now? You see how the preacher, some of them, could, they, you know, that's be true, but preaching now, witness now, because at the end of they get a check. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And they get their check. Some of them six figures. You know what I'm talking about? Some of them get paid. And sometimes you, what they're really rejoicing over, they're rejoicing over the pay, or they're rejoicing over that they've really been saved because they sung a song, or they really preached the word because they felt somebody came into church and changed their life. Are they really happy because of that? Or are they worried about that check they're going to get? Are they worrying about how? Because some of these songs I'm hearing now, Lord Jesus, I don't know if it's because they want to hear their voice. I don't know if they want to listen to what they're saying, how good they sound. Because I heard a man crying one day, and he did it one day. He told the Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, he'll be on the spirit. He hit, have mercy on me. And he cried out, and God stopped and seen him. He was blind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And seen him there.
Yeah.
And stopped. Out of all the people he heard, as he was traveling through, he heard him say, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you, he had God have mercy. He did it in Chicago. He did it in Texas. He did it in Alabama.
Come on.
He stopped and looked at you and said, come on, my son. Come on. Come to me. See, but what God wants us to do, he wants to be objective. Somebody get a chance to look at that word subjective. When you look at it, I know the word, but I just want you to sit back and see what that word really means.
Come on, to me. Yes, sir.
I start thinking about you just can't live to yourself once you get the Lord in your heart, Brother Randy. I'm so glad that God allowed. I mean, he told me to say something early a few months, four weeks ago, say I couldn't do what I do. But God made a way to he keep letting me keep on speaking. Yeah, maybe some don't like it. But you need to be subjective of something, not subjective of that hell, subjective of the high power. Brother, did you get it? The reason why I say that, because Reverend Henry know what I'm talking about. We are here, a call to do what God said do, even if it hurt us.
That's
that night didn't work.
Come on.
I'm putting it over, y'all.
Come on.
You ever been around your pastor and he's preaching and he said, how he gonna teach you one scripture? Hey, Brother Randy, I got another scripture because that didn't work for him. Hebrews 4:10, that didn't work for him. Brother Randy, I got another one.
Hebrews 4:10, yes, sir.
Yeah. I had to go there, Reverend Henry, because I need some help with this high
power. Give me a little time there, bro Eric. I'm getting there with you.
I'm
you fast. You like to roll wrong. You know, you got to slow down a little bit.
I got you. Come on with him.
I got you.
You got it?
Hebrews 4:10.
You said
Romans or Hebrews?
Hebrews 4:10. No, you're right. Hebrews.
Okay.
He says, "For he that enter into his rest." You know what he said? "For he that enter into his rest, he is also what has ceased from his own work, as God did for him." Let us labor on him before. Therefore, to enter into what that rest. Let every man fall after the same example of an unbeliever. That's what he said, right? For the word of God is a quickening, a powerful, a two-edged what? Oh, I'm a bad gun. I'll make it to you with me. You ain't fell off, is you? You still with me? He said, mm-hmm. For the word mm-hmm. of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged
sword. Come on.
Piercing, even at the vital sound and spirit of the joint and the marrow. And it is a descending, discerning the thoughts and intent of the heart. I mean, as we teach, my brother, as we preach, my brother, it's like a two-edged sword. It's coming right back at us. Don't think we just waving our finger at you and it don't reply back to us. It's cutting our
heart. All right.
It's looking in our heart as well as we speak. You hear the words coming from my mouth, I have to do the same thing. I have to be subjected under the same spirit. And I love this part. Hey, you know one thing about it? Sometimes it sounds like it's some hard teaching, my brother. But let me tell you something. We all have to get on the knees and ask God for strength. We all have to be cut with this same two-edged sword. It cuts you like thunder, and it goes in and comes out. And sometimes you want to say, ouch. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you want to just wave your hands and say, Lord, give me some strength right here. Let me read this here. I'm back in Romans over here, y'all. Let me read this, and I'm going to wrap this thing going up. Yeah, he said, let every spirit be subjected unto a high power, for there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resist the power, resist the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive themselves what? Damnation. For the rules are not the third to good works, but to do evil. Were thou then not afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Thou shalt what? Have praise of the same. Oh, I want to mm-hmm. tell you something. There's some power out there. They think it's delusion. He'll have you out there. You thinking you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? He'll have you thinking you're doing a great thing. But let me tell you something. The adversary is looking for souls too. But there's no power stronger than God. It's an authority that He has, and when He does it, you want to resist anything that calls you to turn from God. If you feel like walking away from God, if you feel like you had enough, you done heard enough, you said, man, this Christianity walk, man, is too hard. Only reason it's too hard because you don't want to apply the Spirit of the Lord. See, every day you wake up, ain't going to be Sunday.
mm-hmm.
Every day you wake up, it ain't going to be higher than house. Every
come
day you wake up, it ain't gonna be thank you Jesus. You know why? I'm just calling like I said. It's gonna be some time that you gonna just roll in that day. You say I don't even want to get up today. You know what I'm saying? I feel kind of away today. But I've learned, and you so right, brother. I've learned in this ministry. It ain't given to the strong, nor to the swift. It's in the book in the mm-hmm. Ecclesiastic. Chapter 9, it's not given to that one who's swift or strong, but the one who holds out into the end.
Yes, come on.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The end. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's going to get tough. I ain't going to lie. It's going to get real tough. It's going to get tough. But don't do it until you're falling away from them. That's what we should get to them close. That's when we should get closer to Him. Have you ever tried God when all your bills were due? Oh, He'll
yeah.
Have mm-hmm. you ever just tried God when all your kids weren't listening to you? Have you ever tried mm-hmm. God everything you touched, it was wrong? It just messed up?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever just been walking with God and sickness came? Have you ever tried God that sickness came, the child now couldn't take it away? Have you ever tried God? Your wife didn't listen. Your husband didn't listen. Have you tried God? These are the things that He wants us to try. It's easy to try God. Now, watch me when I say this. Some of us have been on the ministry long enough to praise God when everything's going right. But can you praise God and listen
and hear
to God with things I can't stand? And how in this natural body that I can't stand, can you lift your voice and say, Father, I still love you. I still believe. I still know you, Mayweather. What you saying? I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing this thing for a short time. In this short time, I done had a lot of down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
A lot of down.
Come on,
and I believe it. Anybody walking with Christ, they're going to have some downs.
Right.
They're going to have some valleys. They're going to be so low, Brother Dan, that you can't even turn around and want to face them because you – because when you really love God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to go somewhere now. I might hang up. I got to speak this bit. I'm going to go somewhere. When you love God,
I'm poor.
You can look at God and say, God, what I've just done, what I just said, I don't even fit to be in your presence right now. Oh, that's when you know you got God in your heart. But when you don't have God, you hold your fist up. So I've been doing this all my life. I've been making it this way all my life. Don't you know? Can I say this? I hate to use this word, y'all. Oh, fool! Don't you know that God been keeping us? Even the fools He keeps. Oh, help me.
Yeah.
Somebody know. I did some foolish things in my life, and I knew God was there. I said, boy, I'm still here. I'm waiting on you to come back. I'm waiting on you, God.
That's right.
Once you have tasted this heavenly gift, once you have tasted the Holy Spirit, somebody said, well, I never did stop believing in Him. But let me tell you something. God gave a lot of us something to do, and we ain't doing it.
All right.
Yeah.
Stop doing it wrong, man. God gave us a lot. Told us ain't doing nothing he told us to do. We didn't make vows. We didn't told God this and that. Now it's almost like being under the Christmas tree and we're wrapping presents. You know what I'm talking about? And before Christmas hit, we done unwrapped them and said, "Oh, I lied. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that." Let me tell you something. You didn't fool God. God know we're gonna do these things. That's why this next scripture here.
That's right.
This next scripture here. For He is the minister of God to deal. Good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For He bear not the sword in thy hand. For He is the minister of God, and revenge and execute wrath upon him that do what? Evil.
Evil.
Oh, I know right there. I'm right there. So why are you going through? Why are you doing this? Because God wants us to. How we say we are God, we got evil in us. How we say we are God, and we have God have no doubt in His mind that He wants us to have evil in us. He wants us. Now I might be wrong. Now y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. He wants us to look at Him for all our answers. What did evil come from God, from you to Him? And I know He created evil. I know He created good. But when He came to us, now the Holy Spirit in us now, He said, don't let your good be spoken of evil. That's in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't let your good be spoken of evil. It's in the book. I'm going to do it one time. Don't let your good be spoken of evil. When you are helping someone, Brother Randy, I mean sisters and brothers, And let me tell you something. I'm afraid to say this out loud. You know what? There's going to be a lot of people in here you're going to think should have been in heaven. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven you thought should have been in hell. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you this. Don't walk on that borderline, though. Yeah, don't play with them and then say, well, you know, I hear a lot of folks get to the threshold and say, Lord, I believe. Let me tell you, don't play with God because you might get a chance. You don't get that opportunity to come on and repent. So come to Jesus. Come to Jesus because he's coming with vengeance. And when he revenges, no man can stop it. Okay, let me tie this up together so I can get out of here. He said, for He is the minister of God to be for good. But if thou doest that which is evil, be afraid. Oh, help me. Do you ever been there, Brother Randy? I mean, Reverend Henry, do you ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
When you done something?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Darryl, it just convicted you, man. But if it doesn't convict you when you do evil, you better watch your walk, man.
That's it.
You better walk your walk. You better watch it. You better, if you can do evil and it doesn't prick your spirit, man, you better walk. You better say,
right.
Lord, help me. You hear me? My brothers and sisters, you better tell God, say, Lord, okay, Lord, I'm gonna repent. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "For he bear not the sword in vain." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! For he is a minister of God, and revenge to execute wrath upon him that do evil. Wherefore you must need to be subjected. Oh, this is a good book here, man. I'm feeling the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Not only
yes,
for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tributes also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all dues. That's what he said. Your dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth
on the third
another fulfill the law. Is that in the book, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on.
He said you fulfill the law. Yeah. He said all these other things is there. But I'm gonna tell you something, man, I love this part so much. How many of you can honestly say that you can love someone won't love you back?
Me? Amen. Well, process.
Brother Mike, process. You'd be surprised. A lot of folks don't, I mean, this ain't going to sound right. If you don't love me, I ain't going to love you back.
Yeah. Don't work that way.
Yeah, you know what I said. I said a lot of church folks.
I heard that. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know I'm in the book. A lot of church folk, but he said, evidently, Reverend,
what you say, spiritual level?
Love means something, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Love means so much to God, and we use it as a cliche. I'm going to say it anyway because you hear it before out of my mouth. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
We use it as a cliche.
And you said it, Royal Brother. We use it as a cliche, but it's real. He said, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. That what?
Right here.
Whoever believes in him should
not perish.
But let me tell you this here, Brother Randy. Brother Mike, so you can hear me real good. Don't you know? It just says so much with that scripture. People don't even hear the value of that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read this. Read this because there was something behind that.
Hold on.
Because
he said
something.
I don't mean to cut you off, but
yes,
hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to cut you off. But, back up about four verses. We talked about that this morning. Back up about Romans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's go back to Romans 5. To piggyback off what you said,
come on with it, bro.
This. Romans 5:1-6.
Come on with it.
It said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Watch this. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Also knowing that tribulation work patience. And patience experience and experience hope. Now watch this. These next two verses is key right here. It said, hope make not ashamed because the love, there you go, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now here we go. For when we were yet without strength, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly.
Mm-hmm. Mm. you can't leave that next one out. Come on, the next verse.
For scarcely, for a righteous man with one die, yet the adventure for a good man some with that or die. But watch this right here. Ooh wee.
Look up.
But God commenced his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Rev. Henry, what'd he do, Rev. Henry?
He died. Yes, sir.
He died. He died, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, Rev. Henry?
Yes, talk to me.
That wasn't the end. Come on,
Eric.
Come on.
He rose. That's a good part. So now we see, when you read that, and everything tied up with love, right? Because we are subjected under his love. And if we have Christ in us, we should have love in us, brother there. We should, I'm telling you, it's easy to love brother there because that's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can love him, but can I love someone that won't love me back? Can I love somebody that spitefully use me? Can I love somebody that I know it's a process for most, but if you are of Christ, if you're walking with God, you have to be subjective to not just what you want to be subjective. See, sometimes we're subjected to the I could just take only so much.
Come on here.
Sometimes we subjective.
Come on,
if you come down my street, I'm gonna make you bag up. Sometimes we just subjective to that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you something. When you have the love of Christ, some people look at you like this, brother man, Reverend Henry. Sometimes they look at you like this, man. I would have said this. He too humble for me.
He's
too humble for me. He's a fool, brother.
Yeah.
You're a fool, brother. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let him do me like that. I wouldn't let him see me like this. Because you know what I've learned about this? These platforms that they call it. Well, I'm glad this is a ministry. You know what I learned about this? If your name ain't been called, if you ain't been presented, he's the head of the deal. It's hard for them to say something on these things. I've been dealing with these things over 5 years now. Now maybe about seven now. And I've been listening to before I got on with 4 years. And I started listening to some of the things. If your name ain't been called and you ain't been, it's your authority, it's hard for them to say anything. They won't go. And now y'all pray for them when I say this. They won't make their voice known that they own. But I've learned one thing about it. We can't hide from them. Maybe he got to quiet for a reason, my brothers and sisters. But when you're in the love of God, when you done made an obligation to God, love has to be aboard in your heart. And I want to do this again because I want to bag up, make sure I got this out. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him may be saved. That's the ministry.
Yes,
that's how we're supposed to teach it. That's how we're supposed to preach it. That you can go to Romans 10, but if you don't establish the love,
come on.
My thing, you can preach real good. You can prophesy.
You got to labor in it.
But the greatest of all these is love. The greater of all these is love. You can have faith.
But bro, here, let me ask you something.
I got
a question.
What?
And you said love. The greatest of all is love. Why did God emphasize so much on love?
See, love caused him to look at your wrong and make it out of right. Love calls him to look at our daily walk to make you look over things you wouldn't do in the natural. But when you got love, you overlook things. Look what love did to you. when you love your children, you love your wife, you love your parents, and love your garden, whoever grows you, you don't want to hurt them. Love makes you to do things that you wouldn't do in the natural. When you love somebody, mm-hmm. somebody, watch this here. Some people still going to the grave. I might as well tell y'all this here. Going by and see your mother, father, auntie, uncles, all the people. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm holding on to memories now. There's some memories mm-hmm. that would never leave my heart. That yeah. mother taught, father, uncle taught, grandparents taught, that never would leave my heart. But what I learned something about this other attractive of love, love calls you to do something, brother Mike. It calls you to wake up this morning, get on the back mm-hmm. line, about an hour before the show get on, and all we've been doing is talking about God. Love will call mm-hmm. you to want to tell somebody that the goodness of God, even when you mm-hmm. know they're, it's not a popular thing. Love will call you to do, brother, what did last past Tuesday, right? He got this Tuesday ministry, and it comes on, and God come in, and he bless, you know, and then he transitioned over to this other part of the show, right? And they mm-hmm. want to be stubborn. They ask him, why did you keep it on so long? Why you do this, man? You know, it don't take that much. We got a good saying that we want to be glad to see you come and be glad to see you leave. But I'm gonna tell you something. This is only me now. I'm gonna tell you something. I told him the other day, we got to pray for Brother Willie so he won't get trapped mm-hmm. in the world. You know, he won't get trapped in the world. I know he won't make everybody, you know, happy and all that there. But it's going to come a time that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. I should have left the show another hour or two if I got to sit and beg you to come off the back line to go in this foolishness. But he tries to make
it back on.
Yeah. So my thing, Brother Mike, true love, and you know what true love does? True love will cause you to do things what you wouldn't do for others. True love will mm-hmm. cause you to stick your hand out to an enemy. True love will mm-hmm. cause you to do something, Brother Dan, that you didn't think you want to do. You want to rededicate your life back to God. What does that do? Mm-hmm. Submerging of the water. Because you know a lot of folks scared of that thing about the baptism. You know why they're scared? Because they haven't been properly taught. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They haven't been properly taught about baptism. They have been properly taught mm-hmm. that it symbolized the death and the burial and resurrection. We have taught it so much.
Personal.
All you don't yeah. take a public join in front of a man. But let me tell you something. I take it more than that. I take it that when I went in the water, help me, Holy Spirit, I went down as Christ mm-hmm. when he went in the grave. And then when I came and emerged out the water, I came out and he came out the tomb because he risen with Brother Mike Tomb. He risen. Then we struck on the dead, but then what he did, he rose. So when we rise up, this is what they get messed up at, brother. Let's go there for a minute. Let's go let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go real quick. Let's go real because this is what they get wrong.
Right now.
People, because they're not teaching it, man. That watch this here. This ain't no overnight thing, brother Durr. This ain't no overnight. How long you been walking with God, brother Durr? Durr, if you don't mind to say, how long you been walking with God?
Since 1988.
Okay then, this ain't no overnight thing, is it? now watch this here, brother Durr. This is what mess people up about baptism, or we mess everybody up because they think they got to come, and some of them think they need to fix it before they get in water. Some think they can't do it after they get out the water. But let me tell you what the Bible says right here. He said, know this. I'm in verse 6 and 6. Know this, because I already told you about the.
Sorry. I've been saying it, and my phone was on mute. I didn't want you to go too far, and I was going to answer. I wanted to answer part of that question, and it says in 1 John 4, starting at verse 7, dear friend, let us love one another. For love mm-hmm. comes from God. Everyone who mm-hmm. loves has been born of God and knows
that's
God.
That's what else
whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. That's why
love.
That's why he's so hard on it. He wants you to know him.
He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be in you. He wants to. It's okay to be in the church, but is the church in you? Is the love down on the inside of you? That's what he.
Yes.
That's why he said, love and everything is all about him, and that's why he so strongly talks about love in the Bible because it's all about him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's
I'm
it.
Done.
You ain't got to be sorry. You ain't got to be sorry.
No, I kept talking and I couldn't understand why because the darn thing was on mute.
Hey, you know what, Brother Tim? This I would do it. If you call in and get your line, you ain't got to worry about that. Come on. Watch this here, man. The reason why, see, God's transition. Thank you, Brother Tim. Keep on coming on in, and this is what we got to. We all a family with this thing. This is what I'm trying to say to you about baptism. He switched this thing for a reason because look what's happening. Until you understand the true love, you have to understand what Christ did for you. That's why we harp on 3:16 and 17. But now we find out that it's not also revealed to the wise or the prudent, but he revealed it to whoever he wanted to reveal it to. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book now. Now he revealed it even to babes. So we had to quit saying that they ain't never babes, but God will reveal it to them. I'm telling you, we all babes in Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. but I wanted to sit so this brother there. Look what he said to us. Look how he helped us with this baptism. 6:6, if y'all with me, please. Romans 6:6. Now I'm going to do something for the sake of it. Because y'all know y'all, I might have a few people that haven't read this. Let me bag up a little bit. Because we make sure we got, I'm going to do this here in verse 1, if y'all don't mind. Romans 6:1.
Yeah.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? God forbid, Reverend Henry. How shall we say that we are in sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that look at this, so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized in what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Unto
his what?
Yeah.
His death. Let's get it right, man. It's in the book. The book tells us that if you have been called yourself, been baptized, and you've been baptized, walking with you should practice it, senior. This should be something that you restrain yourself from doing. Yeah. And then I'm going to tell you this now, because the only reason why you know this is because the Holy Ghost, it convicts you once you do it, if you're a true believer.
Yeah.
If you can sin, you can act a fool, and it don't convict you, you better watch yourself, brother.
Yep.
You didn't got tied up now. You didn't got tied up now. You know, once you have acknowledged the truth of God, I'm going to say this here and with love, brothers and sisters. If you got a friend who lets you sin before them, and you are, both of y'all, hold up, love God, you are, it don't matter what it is or what gender it is, and let you sin before them, and don't say, now, that's not a friend. A friend going to tell you, brother, come on, man. Come on, brother, don't do that, brother. Don't do that, man. A brother gonna pull you to the side. He might not put you on Front Street. Then again, sometimes you might need to be put on Front Street to be ashamed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Man.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch what he said, now, so I can get this right. Know ye that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized in his death. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism unto death. That like unto Christ was raised up for the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in what? Newness of life. This is what the person, watch this here, who walks with Christ has a problem because they have a study. You know what I'm talking about? And us, we call ourselves what we are, but some of us in the Word, when we bring them in, we should take them by the hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
and walk them through the Word of God, teaching them the Word of God. Now watch this here. This is going to make somebody might want to hang up. I do this right here. And we have to be an example for them. So help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We have to be the example. You can talk all until you turn blue, your face. If you're not being an example for who you're teaching, who you are, people look up to you, and you might not want to hear it now, but they do. If you're not being that example,
no,
you're
no,
being
Fred,
that
don't do as I do, Fred. Do as I say. Don't do as I say.
there you go.
That's the combat. Yeah.
And I would say that, brother, if you are a believer of Christ, it should convict you. When you're not doing right, because why is it not just because the person following you, because God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. Because watch this here. Now I'm gonna try to help myself with this. He said, "For we have planted together in likeness of His death. We should also be in likeness of the resurrection." Know this. That our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. You're not going to hear this everywhere. Oh, hold on. I might as well stop right there. You're not going to hear this everywhere. You're not going to hear it everywhere. Yeah, I know you're not.
Yeah.
Because people, if they're not teaching, I told you a while ago, over there, brother, have you fell off, Mike? I told Brother Mike earlier a while ago, it's like a two-edged sword. It cuts you. You know what I'm talking about? As we speak, as we teach, as we preach, it comes right back to it. I don't want to get so high in my love for Christ that I don't look at my wrong.
That
I see my wrong, and no, I'm not even worried to be in your presence, Lord. Why are you here, Lord? Yeah, I want to be said, thank you, Jesus. And that's a great thing. You give thanks to God. But also, Lord, help me, because I'm not even worthy to be in your presence. Let that humility of God know that I know it's out there. I know sin is out there. I know it's trying to trip us up. But let me find somewhere. His word that will help me. That if I keep my mind on Christ, Lord, Lord, who's stretching me in due season. There's some things come out of season to us, Brother D, that we can't block. Because God allowed it to happen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It allowed us to go through some trials and live so He be lifted up. You understand me? Life can be so important to people until it comes down to serving God. When it starts serving God, I'm still at verse 1 over here, Reverend Henry, when I'm talking about Romans 13, being subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I went all the way back.
Yeah.
You know, what power has you? You know, and that's what we do for one another. We're supposed to help one another. We're supposed to show one another.
Yeah.
And then show one another. It's all right to tell somebody that you love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to show people that you love. How you do that? Reverend Henry, how you do that? Sometimes you have to just let them talk. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them talk. Let them get it out. Then once they get it out, then here comes the subjective. Now you can go in and tell them, some of us, watch this now. I'm finna do this here, Reverend. I'm back up to 7. I'm back over in Romans, right? And 13. But I wanted to show you about that old man. That old man, the Bible said, Paul tell us we should renew that new man daily. We should pick that thing up and ask God, Lord. Lord, help me along this way. I know I can't do without you. Now, watch here now. He said, render therefore to all that do tribute to whom their tribute is due, custom to who custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. We learned the other day, my brothers and sisters, we learned the other day that the royal law is what? is love. Oh, heavenly mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. The raw, that is a Mosaic law, and that's a raw law. The raw law is supersedes the Mosaic law. Because the Mosaic law, all it did was what? It point out your sin. So you didn't have no way to get mm-hmm. back to it. All you do is you kept sinning like some of them do. We do these 360s. You know, we ain't stopped at 189 time. We just do some 360s. We so did it, we think we're doing it right. we think we're right. We just steady going around circle. But let me tell you something. When you have the love of God, you will stop and say, Lord, will take out of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm telling you, when you pray like you want to pray. But when you ask God to take out of what you, not of him, you got to let go of lying, whoremongers, thieves, covetousness. Oh, I ain't went down no more streets yet. Busybody. You got to let go of all this stuff. And then we're quick to talk about that ultimate lifestyle. It's easy for us to land and talk about somebody that want to be with another man and a man be with another man. Well, we're quick to throw them on the bus. But we let the whoremonger just sit and turn back and ain't nothing. We don't want to touch on them. God says if you live by the law, you will be judged by the law. Right? We learn that another day. Because when you say you can't look at a person, Brother D, and say, well, he got nice clothes on, you can sit in the front line.
Sit in the front.
And you don't have good clothes on. You stand in the corner. Let me put my foot on you. We can't do that and serve God. We can't be prejudiced and serve God. We have to show the love of God no matter what condition they come into the church. They can come in just like they just smoke a pound of weed. They might not call it weed no more, but they might call it something. I don't know what they might come in and junk a fifth of gin, you know. It might have came out the crap house. We have to let them come on in, brother, and minister to them. Let them know there's a better way because they came to the house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That is a way we can make it possible for God the Spirit to speak to them. When the last time you've been convicted of your wrong? I'm trying to go home now. When the last time you've been convicted of your wrong? And you said, Lord, today, I'm going to stop and mean it. And I'm going to tell you something. I always say this might not work right now, Reverend Henry. A prayer, let's say anything, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's be where you are. Yes, we are.
So I say this here, my brothers and sisters, when you are serving God, when you are looking for the King to help you, I said it in the beginning, go to God. I want everybody to hear me. You got to get a personal relationship with God. Quit holding on for someone to always pick you up. Get God's attention. And allow him to pick you up. Have you ever went somewhere and you know it was God that spoke to you? I'm trying to go home with this. He spoke to you. Have you ever called your name? Have God ever called your name? Have God ever called your name? Do it one more time. Have God ever called your name? Because I've learned with God, all the foolishness has had to go away. It ain't about a good saying with God, because sometimes he's about to say, I want you to go and tell that person sorry. I want you to go to that person and tell that person that you did wrong to tell you to forgive you. I want
too much man. I'm too much man there, bro. I can't do that. No, God didn't instruct me to do that.
You know, and that's another thing to do, Brother D. You know, it makes us know that when we deny ourselves, it causes us to go and let God use us. I mean, it has got so bad now that what's right is wrong.
Amen.
And what's wrong is right.
And we know it. We know it by opening our eyes. Don't we see it?
Yes, sir.
All of us open our eyes. We see it every day. They are accepting wrong in the church.
Come on, man.
Not the building,
yeah.
But the exception.
But the church.
See, I don't want to get started when I wanted to listen, but I hear my brother keep saying how they're accepting these things in the church. And I know he's saying that because of what we're allowing to go on in our members being us. They're accepting wrong in the church. We are allowing gay men loving men, women loving women, to be right in the church. Not the building, brothers and sisters, not the building, but in the church. We're allowing it to be in our mind as right. For Eric said that when we went down with the baptism, we died. But Tim says God is love. He loves us enough to die. This is why God is so hard on death of the old man. This is why he's so hard on it. He wants to kill off that old man and let you live a new life. This is why we find it so hard for us to tell one, I'm sorry for the wrong I've done, because we had let go of the old man. We just had let him go, brother. I'm not going to talk to him. Go ahead, bro. I'm listening. I'm going to listen this morning. I said I wasn't going to do any talking. I want to listen. Sometimes it's best to just listen.
We allow the Holy Spirit to help us be do everything in decent and honest. But when God puts something in your heart and this is decent and honest, hey man, you know, nobody mad but the devil. because God is not God, is ordinary. I know I'm right about it. If you see any confusion, you look around, the devil's there. You know what I'm talking about. So what you said was some good stuff there. You good, bro. You good. But let me read this as you
talk
about who that is. Somebody that hollered like I have been working on. It's who that is. For this, thou should not commit adultery. Thou should not kill. Thou should not steal. Thou should not bear false witness. Thou should not covet it. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended. Oh, yeah. Make it plain. It's in the book. In this sin, namely, thou should love thy neighbor. Is that in the book, man?
Mm-hmm.
Get through with all of this. He said, all these things are so. He said, but the greatest, this is what he wants us to know. Thou should love thy neighbor as thou should love working no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the feeling of the law. And that, knowing that the time now is the high time to awake, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, out of the sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Oh, that's what we've been saying, Brother D. Night is far spent, the day is at hand. And let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put away the armor. What do you say? Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk earnestly as in the day, not in rallies and drunkenness, nor in chambers of wantonness, nor in strife and envy. I'm in the book, y'all. But ye, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Oh, help me. I'm in the book, y'all, to fulfill the lust thereof. I know I read something, but if you didn't follow me, it's in Romans. And I read the whole chapter 13, but I wanted to put them together real close together because the love God has in us, that we should love one another. This is, see, it should supersede all the wrong that you want to do. It should supersede that once you have the love of God, he wants you to wake up. Because
mm-hmm.
salvation is so close. It's so close. One of the scriptures says, I'm not correct in saying, it says love will hide a multitude of sins. But look at this here.
That's right.
It doesn't mm-hmm. give us free will to sin.
No.
It don't give us a free will to sin. Because we find out in the book, it's real, that he's coming back. And watch this here, because we like to use this here. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Oh, heavens. Mm-hmm. How can he do this? I know I can't get that hurt. He said, but through Christ, all things are possible. Just for the sake of a misunderstanding of the scripture is plain. That every time we look at it, we know that God's eyes, so he said, for the eyes of the Lord is over the righteous, and his ears is open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Can I read that one more time? He says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the ears
yeah.
are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's
yeah.
what he is. That's what he is. Consider your ways, man. Consider your ways, children. Consider your ways
mm-hmm.
when you walk. And I know this thing ain't no overnight thing. That's what we try to do here. We try to come out and try to encourage you. This thing can turn into 30 minutes, to an hour, and then turn into 2 hours, turn into 3 hours. Wherever God applied, we're going to let him use us, you know. Because I love the way how God want to start our day out. But you want to start your
yeah.
day out with, do you want to start your day out with a peace of mind? Did you know you want to be subjected to God? Wake up this morning and say, Lord, whatever you do to me, Lord, do what it was all. Whenever you bless it, don't do it without me. So blessing comes sometimes tribulation. My brother just read my brother just went and worked it out. So we have to know as we walk this earth in the spiritual realm that we've got to always keep our mind focused on Lord. Man, you sound crazy, man. You mean you always think, yes, I do. I can't speak to everybody else. I had a chance to live on the other side. I don't never want to go back. Oh, I do not never. Since God put that love in me, somebody told me something. He said, why you can still say you love? Why you can still say, man, because God put it in my heart, my sisters and brothers.
That's it.
If God put something in your heart, you don't have to worry about being trying to practice. You know what? It comes as a natural, brother B. You know, even when they don't love you, brother Dan. You ever had somebody tell you, I can't stand you? Oh, help me.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody do that? But then what's happening right now? That's a spirit. So you don't challenge that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You challenge with what? With the spirit
yeah.
of God. Let him cover you so you can say what we call the proper way of handling an evil spirit. You challenge that spirit and tell them that cause what you're doing, you're going to the spirit dwelling in them prayerfully that they have God. If they don't, then you pray to God that you can speak to that spirit, tell them, get behind thee. You should go back to the pitch that you come from. You know, don't allow that spirit just to go behind and just stay behind. No, you go back to the pitch you come from. And then once you speak to that spirit, then you tell God to give you strength to tell this person that I love you. I know we got all wrong. They might not receive it. Trust me, they might not receive it. But you still do your part.
Yeah.
You do your part. And let God do his part. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I have people come back to me, and somebody done this all on the note, but make you come back. And you used to do some stuff like that. They said, man, I'm sorry, man. I acted for you, man. I did it wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? I really did something wrong, man. I'm sorry for getting out that way and doing what I did. But can you forgive me, man? He might not did it on the front row, or she might not did it on the front line.
I can't hear bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the connection in the name of Jesus.